Oh, man, there's a lot to get to. You may recall that Jerry Seinfeld said that Stand Up New York, the comedy club on the Upper West Side, could use a little sprucing up. If you got to catch up on all this, listen to the Thursday episode and the Tuesday episode. You will be caught up on the sign wars. Stand Up New York's Instagram said, Jerry, we're able to multitask. We are sprucing up the club. See, we just stained our tables. We're also currently the biggest live comedy producer in the country, 40 plus shows per week in parks across New York City. More on that in a second. You should swing by and do a set sometime. Oh, we just walked by your garage on the Upper West Side where you house your Porsche collection and picked up some garbage we found in front of it. Heard you were in the Hamptons. See you at the club. So TheBlast.com says James Altucher doesn't seem to understand the shade being thrown his way. In an interview on Fox Business's Mornings with Maria, James took a moment to address the controversy. In an exchange with Maria Bartiromo, first mentioned for her on Daily Comedy News, Altucher said he wasn't sure why Seinfeld was attacking him personally. He doesn't know me at all, but instead I'm focused on what the solutions can be and let's look at the facts of what the problems are. Meanwhile, the New York Post tells us Tampa Bay Times columnist Stephanie Hayes, a self-confessed lover of the Big Apple, says the Post, initially praised the comedian for his flamethrower burn of James Altucher, but stopped short when Seinfeld dragged the Sunshine State into things. Here we go. She acknowledged she was writing a column responding to a column responding to a column, which makes me a podcast talking about a column responding to a column responding to a column, which is fun, and said using Florida as the butt of the joke was predictable and tired for the 9,000th time. Picking on Florida is punching down. It's pantsing the kid at school whose only friend is an oddly smooth rock. Why does New York get to be a place where dog crap is a celebrated quirk, but Florida is perpetually a punchline? There's tons of dog crap in my yard. Is it too much that outliers reach past the character of Florida? In turn, we will not bring up the guy in the Elmo suit outside TKTS. Stand Up New York gets mentioned in the New York Times again, a lengthy, cool article. It's called Live Comedy is Back in New York, but Outdoors. Is this a good thing? The club Stand Up New York is staging 40 shows a week across the city. Performing in parks raises the stakes for comedians and audiences alike. This is a really good read. Again, it's in the Times. They write, performing live comedy in New York right now is like selling beer during Prohibition. It's outlawed and everyone's doing it. A state official told the writer that comedy shows remain impermissible, and yet that hasn't stopped outdoor performances in gardens, parks, etc. Stand Up New York is doing outdoor shows by commandeering space in parks, including two last week that the writer saw in Prospect Park. Every night in three boroughs, mounting 40 shows last week, the club is already plotting expansion into new parks, including one in New Jersey, with a goal of 60 showcases a week featuring a host and five comics until it gets too cold in the fall. The shows drew a crowd of around 1,000 people last week, says the club. Comic Jeffrey Acuri, I don't know Jeffrey, he performed last week and he said, people come to these shows really want to be there. You can see it on their faces. Well, they should be wearing masks. How do we say, sorry, I digress there. The Times writes, until the pandemic, Stand Up New York had not exactly distinguished itself in the city's competitive comedy scene, drawing tourist-heavy crowds to its cramped room through the use of street teams handing out discounted tickets. Donnie Zoldan, he said, I've owned the club for 12 years and I wasn't so proud of it. So, yeah, in New York, you know, the Comedy Cellar has all the buzz because the comedians, the brick wall and cigarettes guys, they all love that. Gotham Comedy Club has a really good reputation. Caroline's is right in the heart of New York City, and they do really well. Stand Up New York's a little out of the way. It's the Upper West Side. I don't want to make it sound like it's in Siberia, but it's, you know, you got to go to the Upper West Side. Perfectly good club. But Donnie says, I've owned the club for 12 years. I wasn't so proud of it. This was an opportunity to not only bring laughter to New York, but for us to make our reputation. So I wanted to go big. I don't want to do one show a night in front of my club. That's boring to me. I wanted to make a splash. The Parks Department shut down two shows in Battery City, but nowhere else. Zoldan said police officers had even stopped and watched performances. He speculated, I think they dislike our mayor so much they don't want to listen to his direction. Donnie says the real payoff cannot be measured in dollars, but in the younger crowd he's reaching, the club's growing social media numbers, the appreciative emails from audiences, and the relationships with comics. He points to stand-ups like Mark Normand and Marina Franklin, who weren't performing at the club before the shutdown, but have become regulars in his park shows. He's well aware that articles like the one in the Times could lead to more shows closed. He says, even if they keep shutting us down, I'll figure out a way to keep it going. I've never had that feeling where I felt comics and the audience like us. I feel like we're doing something right, finally. And many of the comics did good material on the new etiquette of the pandemic. Comedian Josh Johnson talked about the bright side of masks, saying, if you've been ugly, this is your time to shine. Zach Broussard took off his mask to reveal another and then another, creating a Russian nesting doll-like situation. Those are the sign wars. Let's take a break. We'll come back and look at the late night shows. Some topical tweets for you. Michael Ian Black says, if they stop tracking hurricanes, there will be no hurricanes. Thank you, President Black. Ronald Funches. His Twitter is Ronald. I'm leaving that in. He's Ron Funches, but at Twitter, Ronald Funches, whatever. Ron Funches says, congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks for winning the NBA championship. Amen on that, Ron. Switching to the late night shows, we'll just focus on Stephen Colbert today. Colbert did not watch the third night of the Republican National Convention. He said, because right now in America, we're facing a global pandemic that has killed 180,000 Americans. Heavily armed Rambo wannabes are murdering people in our streets. The strongest hurricane in the history of the Gulf Coast is making landfall as I speak. And the RNC's message is, hey, who's up for four more years? Now, I know by not watching the RNC, I didn't do my job tonight. I just want to say I feel great about it. Why should we pay attention to what they're saying if none of what they're saying tonight is about what's happening in America right now? Why should we watch their reality show if it doesn't reflect our reality? Why subject ourselves to their lies that stick to your soul like hot tar? Lies like Donald Trump cares whether you live or die. Time out for me. I love when someone uses their platform. I'm a Mets fan. Dom Smith is a player on the Mets. He took a knee during the anthem the other day, and then he spoke on TV about why, just to start a conversation. So when you have a platform, use it. Stephen Colbert, good job here. Back to the monologues. Here's another reason I'm not watching the convention. I'm a TV professional, and it's terribly produced. I know what's going to happen because they revealed the monster on the first night, and it's them, a multi-headed, spineless creature that lives on your fear. Colbert, one more. Once again, we're watching a basic function of our government that has always been apolitical die in front of our eyes. We are one news cycle away from the CDC warning that mail-in ballots can give you chlamydia. All right, let's do a little news. Normal episode tomorrow because I've got plenty of leftovers. Eliza Schlesinger announced a 9-city tour of drive-in theaters across the country during the month of October. Eliza's comedy tailgate tour. You know the deal. You sit in your car and you'll hear her over the car radio. In an article from Deadline about Eliza's tour, they mentioned Dave Chappelle's summer camp performances, and they wrote, and this is really interesting, though no additional Chappelle summer camp performances are currently scheduled, Ohio news outlets report that Chappelle has received a local zoning variance that allows the shows to continue until October 4th. The variance was granted after the local zoning inspector received 400 letters and 2,000 emails in support of the shows, both from local fans and people who drove across the country to attend. If you would like some free comedy tonight, you don't have to leave the house. The Lucille Ball Comedy Festival is still streaming shows. I'll give you the weekend rundown. And these are all on comedycenter.org. 8 o'clock, Mark Russell's hosted by Lewis Black. 9 o'clock, A.D. Bryant. 10 o'clock, Gilbert Gottfried with special guest Penn Jillette. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Weird Al, hosted by Jimmy Fallon and Lin-Manuel Miranda. That should be interesting. 9 o'clock, Kate Flannery, hosted by Ophira Eisenberg, and Sunday night at 8 o'clock, a Carl Reiner interview from the archives, hosted by Paula Poundstone, haven't heard her name in a while, and Stephen J. Morrison. Also tonight, from KEYT.com, don't forget Rob Schneider and David Spade in the parking lot. They're at the Ventura Fairgrounds, concertsinyourcar.com, $99 per car gets you in, and Schneider says, we'll talk about all the crazy crap happening and then tell some jokes. It'll be a fun night just to get out of the house and see some comedy and some old friends and hopefully made you laugh in the past. Come on out. You can stay in your car, sit in our car, listen to it there. We'll have big screens, and I promise you, you'll have a good time. That is your comedy news for today. Like I said, normal episode tomorrow. I was going to dive in on Variety's 10 comics to watch, but I guess I'll save that for Labor Day weekend when things quiet down. And we'll see if the sign wars continue. It's very fascinating to watch. Hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. Follow on Spotify. I thank you all for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.